News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
This all follows on from confirmation from the Health Service Executive that there's been 13 cases of measles in the North Dublin area. And it's actually claimed that the transmission of the disease is a result of the poor vaccine uptake. Now, earlier on this morning, we spoke to the Workers' Party councillor, Eilish Ryan, who's calling for mandatory vaccinations for children.
There's been an increase in the outbreaks of infectious diseases, and the thing that has changed is that we have more people who aren't vaccinated in the country, and we need to reverse that quite quickly or this could get out of hand. So there's a couple of ways that that can be done, and from our perspective, the thing that will make the most difference is that the country introduces new regulations where any child who wants to use childcare facilities, school facilities or any other public spaces where they would have to interact with other children will have to be vaccinated before they can use them. There is a huge campaign of misinformation out there suggesting to people that it is safer not to vaccinate children, and it's completely misleading, and it really takes advantage of parents in countries like Ireland where it's not mandatory at the moment to vaccinate. In countries like France, it is mandatory for anybody going to school to have their children vaccinated, and a similar scheme that we would be seeking in Ireland.
Okay, that's Workers' Party councillor Eilish Ryan. Now, joining us on the programme to discuss all of this is Anthony Staines, who's a former chair of the Irish Blood Transfusion Service and also a professor of health systems at the School of Nursing and Human Sciences in DCU. Anthony, a very good morning.
Good morning.
We heard there just from Councillor Eilish Ryan. She's speaking about the idea of mandatory vaccinations in order to try and basically look clamp down on this disease outbreak. What's your view on this?
I have great respect for her idea, and I think it is possible that's where we'll end up, but I think we need to take a slightly different look at it. I was looking at the figures for vaccination, and all across the country in the big areas into which HSE is divided, it's 92%. It's gone down a little. It was 93% 2 years ago.
So that's the uptake. It's 92%. So it's pretty good.
And it's gone up from 70%. So that's really something HSE have done, for which they should be very proud. But it isn't 95%. And we know it needs to be 95% to stop the spread of measles.
Okay.
Most of the kids who get measles and die are under one, and they're too young to vaccinate. They're the really high-risk group.
Under the age of one?
Under the age of one. There's also a small group of children who have things like immune diseases, childhood cancer, a few other conditions, who are very vulnerable and whose immunisation may not have worked or may have worn off.
And that's one of the points, I have to say, that some of our texters, even already, Anthony, this morning, they were making that point earlier, that for the kids that can't receive the vaccination, they're highly at risk because of this.
They are. And the one way of looking at it is to say there's places in the country where the rate is substantially lower. And I gather the North Inner City is one of those places. And typically what you see looking across the world is that places where there's a lot of poverty, places where there's a lot of turnover, places with a lot of people coming and going, maybe a lot of people whose first language isn't English and aren't well hooked into the health service. And these people aren't getting vaccinated because they've decided against it. They're not getting vaccinated because they're missing opportunities to get vaccinated. And it's to launch a push.
So a better communications campaign is what you're saying.
And a better outreach campaign, and have everybody vaccinating.
Okay.
GPs, pharmacists, public health nurses, anyone who contacts the child, says, "Is your child vaccinated?" can check it and can get you vaccine really quickly.
Okay, some sort of a state system that can effectively check up on that, a database of it.
It's an active management of vaccination system.
Can I just ask you about the point, Anthony, that point raised by Councillor Eilish Ryan? She's going to table a motion at the September meeting of Dublin City Council looking for these local measures to try and curtail the incident. Also, she wants support for the mandatory vaccinations. I just wonder if mandatory vaccination is brought in. Is there likely there could be a backlash, though, to that?
I think there could be. I'm not against it myself, but I think we need to think about it very carefully, because what you could be doing is giving a lot of oxygen to very peculiar views about vaccinations, because there's a lot of people out there who have very odd beliefs about vaccination, which are simply untrue.
What about the idea that the outbreak is a result of anti-vaccination campaigners campaigning, false information, misinformation? Is that's effectively, I presume, what you're saying?
Some of it is that. Some of it is infections brought back from holidays. quite a number of the initial cases in Ireland this year were kids who picked up measles on holidays abroad, because there's been huge outbreaks of measles in Germany this year. So it is such an infectious disease that if you haven't had it and you're exposed, even briefly, to someone who has it, you'll catch it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's just unfortunate. One of the troubles with measles is you're infectious, really infectious, for 4 or 5 days before the rash starts. So 4 or 5 days, you have a child who just looks ill, and there's nothing very specific you'd put your finger on as a parent to identify this as measles. And they can spread that. They can spread the virus to all and sundry while they're in that stage.
I was just looking at some of the commentary from the HSE, their advice. They're basically saying to parents, if they think their kid has measles, to stay at home, and also phone or contact the GP as well for advice, so that there isn't contamination or that it's not spread. Can I just ask finally, Anthony, in a nutshell, what do you think we can try and do to curb the fact or try and prevent any further cases being confirmed?
I think we need to ramp up our efforts to vaccinate what you might call these harder to reach groups. We need to put the resources in, the information systems in, and the staff in to actually do that. And I think that will push us over the 95% threshold.
Okay, so you're saying it has to be 95%?
It does, okay. Yes. It does, unfortunately.
Okay, we'll leave it there for the moment. That is Anthony Staines. He's the former chair of the Irish Blood Transfusion Service, also a professor of health systems at the School of Nursing and Human Science in DCU.